Gush Camp 1, July 11th, Evening Chapel.
How is everybody today? Good. Good. So who knows who I am? So today, John has given me the opportunity to speak to you guys. So, I got a question for you. Who remembers who Eric Little is?
Okay.
Who remembers what God called him to do? Yeah, he helped people, find God. Eric Little, after he was done running races, he was called to preach. I share something in particular with Eric Little. I was also called to preach, and that's why I'm standing before you today and speaking. So, what was Eric Little like when he first started preaching? Does anybody remember?
Not that good at it.
Not that good, yeah. He was pretty boring. He was kind of monotone, kind of stale. Who thinks I'm boring so far? Oh, thanks guys. You're so supportive. Thank you. Thanks all of you. So, even though Eric Little wasn't meant to be speaking and he started out running races, he spoke anyways. He got up there and you know what? He said, God called me to do this and I'm going to speak. And God called me to speak to you guys, so I'm standing here speaking to you. You guys want to know a secret? It took me 5 tries to figure out what I was going to say to you guys. And I was super nervous. I'm getting impressed with that. I'm betting Eric Little was also pretty nervous. All of these people. But, just like Eric Little, there was another person. There's a third person I'm going to talk about. Eric Little, me, and somebody from the Bible. Can anybody guess who I'm going to talk about?
Mark.
Not Mark.
Timothy.
Not Timothy.
Paul.
We haven't spoke about him yet today.
Paul.
Or throughout the whole week.
Paul.
Jesus. Yes, I'll speak about Jesus. Who knows Peter?
Sort of.
I'm speaking about Peter and how me and Peter are kind of a lot alike. So, who can give me a quick description of Peter? Yes. You hit it right on the nail. Yes, he was a disciple of Jesus. And you know what? He denied Jesus 3 times. Not 1, not 2, but 3 times in a row. So, I'm going to get everybody to go to Mark 14, and we're going to start at verse 7. Sorry, 66. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Mark 14, verse 66. 2 sixes. Okay. I'm going to read it to you guys. So this is Peter denying Jesus. Meanwhile, Peter was below in the courtyard. One of the servants' girls worked for the high priest, noticed Peter warming himself at the fire. She looked at him closely and then said, "You are one of those with Jesus, the Nazarene." Peter denied it. "I don't know what you're talking about," he said. And he went out into the entryway. Just then, a rooster crowed. Then a servant girl saw him standing there and began to tell others, "That man is definitely one of them." Peter denied it again. That's the second time Peter has denied Jesus. A little later, other bystanders began saying to Peter, "You must be the one, must be one of them, because you are from Galilee." Peter said, "I swear by God, I don't know this man you're talking about." And immediately, the rooster crowed the second time. Suddenly, Jesus' words flashed through Peter's mind. "Before the rooster crows twice, you'll deny me 3 times." And he broke down and cried. So, Peter denied Jesus, a man that he followed for a long time. long time, 3 times in a row. Jesus even told him he was going to do this. Peter also denied that he was going to do this. He said he'd stand strong this day. But you know what? Peter's human, just like me, just like you, and you, and you. And he failed. You know what? Peter failed. He denied him 3 times. But who knows what Jesus is really good at?
Forgiving.
Jesus is really good at forgiving. And who knows what Jesus did for Peter?
He forgave.
He did forgive him. Just like he'll forgive all of you. You know what? You might fall down. I've fallen down a couple times. There's been many times where I could have spoken about Jesus before, and you know what? I didn't, and I missed an opportunity. I denied Jesus to my friends because I thought it would be a little awkward or it would be too difficult because they weren't Christians and I was, and I didn't really want to see what happens if I brought it up to them. So I did it. And you know what? I've denied him before. But just like Peter, Jesus forgave me because that's what he's good for. So, but here's the thing about Peter. After he denied Jesus 3 times and broke down crying, he repented. And he turned. And who knows what Peter did after he denied Jesus?
He prayed again.
He did. He loved Jesus. And he went out and he wrote letters to churches and he spoke to people and he taught about Jesus and he went back and did what God called him to do originally. Just like I am. Just like how I'm speaking to you guys. Because you know what? Who knows what the word resilience is? It's a word. It is a word. Do you know what it means?
No.
Resilience is a pretty big word. Resilience, as I understand it, is being able to push through something. Even when you fall down, it's when you get back up and you just keep on going. Like when you get hurt playing a sport, and you get up, you wipe the tears out of your eyes, and you keep on running after the ball. That's what resilience is. And that's what people do, and that's what we're called to do as Christians, because we're not perfect. But we're called to be resilient in our faith. And you know what? It feels pretty great following God and doing what he calls you to do. Because you know what? I was pretty nervous when I was coming up here, when I was having to walk up in front of all of you and having to speak. But you know what? I feel pretty good now. I feel like this is what I was supposed to do, and I made the right choice. Now, I don't know if that was 20 minutes of speaking, but that's what I got. So, we're going to pray, and then I'm not sure what happens after that. But, okay, close our eyes, bow our heads. Dear God, thank you for the wonderful day we've had and the wonderful week we've had at camp. And God, I pray that as we move on from chapel, that we would just go on for the rest of the day, have a wonderful time at campfire, sing some fun songs about you, and get a good, nice rest. And God, thank you for the opportunity that I had to speak to these